The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On the Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees. And he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or sisters or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have a repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will be the person because of their inability to repay you. You will be repaid in the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. You know, in the Gospel of Luke, we're reading from Luke. Now, all our weekday readings come from Luke. Our Sunday readings come from Matthew. But we're coming toward the end of the year now, the liturgical year. In the Gospel of Luke, there are 11 stories about meals. So clearly, especially in the Gospel of Luke, many of the teachings of Jesus are connected to meals. There are 11 different stories about meals in Luke's Gospel. And here we have one of them today. Now, meals are very interesting to wonder what they ate in the time of Jesus. What were their meals like? Well, on special occasions, but only on special occasions, they would have meat or fish. They had cattle, they had goats, they had sheep. And fish were common, but only on very special occasions. When a whole banquet, they would have fish. Now, there are a lot of fishing in the Sea of Galilee. Some of you have been to the Sea of Galilee. I once went out fishing with a group of fishermen from a kibbutz. And the kibbutzim, they were out fishing here on the Sea of Galilee. And strangely enough, they used the very same techniques now as they used back in the time of Jesus. The same kind of nets. Now they're nylon nets and the boats are motorized. Otherwise, the fishing is exactly the same. And fish was a very major part of the elite, a special occasion diet in the Sea of Galilee and along the Mediterranean, even down to Gaza. And Gaza in the news these days, tragically. And Jesus says, when you hold a meal, don't invite all the people who can repay you. Invite the people who can't pay you back. Now, whenever, I was wondering myself, you know, whenever did we do something for somebody who didn't deserve it? Somebody who couldn't pay me back. Somebody who didn't even thank me. That's the teaching about this. You think about that. When was the last time any of us did something for somebody and not wishing to be thanked? You know, we're coming up to Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know. And when we get toward Christmas, we look up the list of all the people that we sent Christmas cards to in the last year. And if we didn't hear back from somebody for the last 2 years, they're off the list. That's it. You're not getting a Christmas card this year. Because Christmas cards are a trade. You send me a Christmas card, I'll send you a Christmas card. And the worst thing that can happen is you get to December 23rd and you have these Christmas cards from people and you didn't send them a card, so you have to rush out and try to get a card off. Jesus is talking about something different here. He said, how about doing a kindness for somebody and not asking for any repayment? How about at school, saying a kind word to somebody, encouraging somebody, including somebody, not because they deserved it or not because they were the best persons for our company, but just because that's our nature. Our nature is to be kind. And sometimes we eclipse our nature by being greedy or judgmental or hard on people. So listen to the word of Jesus here today. And he says, think about it. Today, this day perhaps, invite somebody to a meal, which means do a kindness, say a good word, encourage somebody, and don't ask for anything back. And don't expect anything back. And that's the teaching of Jesus today. It's an amazing inquiry about just how generous we are. Because many of the gifts we give, I'll expect something back, or a word of thanks at least. So kind of give a gift to somebody who won't thank you, who won't mention your name, maybe anonymously, so they don't even know where it came from. Don't ask for anything back. That's what Jesus speaks about in this gospel today. So think about that today. Okay, we pause now for a moment of prayer.